What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. All right, on Twitter, Marcus Aurelius says, yeah, the cool character is Joe Vexton. It's really a character.
Ooh.
It's not a person. It's a characterization of the great Joe Vexton. You can't make it up. And we peel away. He worked in a parole office. Remember that? The most recent call. Calling out the names. Bueller, to see the parole officer. All right, one of our favorites came to us by happenstance. And that is the bears and the trash cans in Sussex County and the bird feeders. How high they have to be up and all that. And from since then, it's been one thing after another. The drones. Whatever happened with the drones in Jersey? That Dawn Fantasia, assemblywoman from Sussex County, has been on. But she has been particularly insightful about what makes Mikey Sherrill tick, the public perception of her, and what it's really all about, and some of the issues that we're going to see developing. As I told you, I'm told that Jack Cetarelli, I was invited by Scott Presler to go to the big Seaside Heights event this Saturday. I think Dawn might be there. She might, the 9th? Yeah, with Presler, I think a New York personality, and Jack Cetarelli. So we'll see. Ro didn't know anything about Seaside Heights. I try to explain. Let's
tease your hair up for it, Dom.
It's not.
Get a tan on.
Yeah, let's
get
go
crazy.
Let's go to Dawn Fantasia. So Dawn, are you going to be in Seaside Heights? And how would you tell my wife the difference between Seaside Heights and Wildwood? Let's say.
Well, hello, Dom. What I would say, I'm not sure if I'm going to be there because that's the last day of the New Jersey State Fair, the Sussex County Farm and Horse Show.
Okay.
And that's my neck of the woods, and that's kind of my jam. So I need to determine how that day could look for me going to Seaside and being back in Sussex. But how it's different. Well, I guess it just attracts different, people from different regions, right? Depending on how far south that they would go. So it's just a totally different, more citified crowd, I think, at Seaside Heights from like the New York metropolitan area. It's not like Wildwood. I find it to be very different from Wildwood. Yes.
I mean, what's her name? Was there Snooki and the crew? That's where they decided to go.
But to be fair, they were from Staten Island. So I don't know if that counts.
And to be fair, she's not Italian. She's not Italian. How many times do we have to say that, right? So, Dawn, Jack has an interesting thing. I'm told he's going to go, I guess, sometime mid this month to Israel. Why would someone go to Israel in a New Jersey governor's race?
I think it's timely, quite honestly. Look at what's happening, and it's not just what's happening overseas. You know, oftentimes I feel like, you know, the United States has been honestly correctly branded as inserting itself in places where it doesn't belong. And I think that's something that's bipartisan that everybody can agree on. But in this circumstance, we have seen such an unbelievable wave of anti-Semitism right here in New Jersey. You don't have to think far back to look at what happened to students on college campuses that were being targeted and even attacked in some circumstances. You know, it seems that all of a sudden anti-Semitism can be in vogue and somehow it's acceptable, primarily by the left. So I think it's a very respectful gesture. And I think it does a lot to promote, you know, goodwill with our really vibrant Jewish community here in New Jersey.
Yeah, I think so, too. No, I think they do it in New York all the time, the three eyes, Italy, Ireland, and Israel. And it makes perfect sense to do that. Dawn, the word that we've been playing this morning is Elizabeth Warren yesterday with the commie running in New York. And Mikey Sherrill has endorsed him, or at least his ideas, which may even be more insidious, is affordability. And every time we talk about New Jersey and we talk about, well, if you want affordability, why don't you move? I get it. Being from South Philly, there's a sense of place almost like no other. And I think progressives play upon that deep down. The smarter ones know we can continue to overregulate, overtax, and people are still not going to move out of New Jersey.
Well, we have, you know, a lot of multi-generational families here with deep roots, and they don't want to leave. I mean, I've had that discussion even with my parents. Everybody is here, you know, and why would they want to leave when their entire family is here? But it's so unbelievably frustrating, you know, when you talk about affordability and we actually say Mikey Sherrill in the same sentence, which is laughable to begin with. You know, here she is trying to rebrand herself just like this regular Jersey mom. I don't know if she's ever eaten ramen noodles or done that dance with her kids, you know, struggling, but I'm sure that's never happened. But here she is popping up in diners and she's chatting up at, you know, ice cream shops and smiling. She's up at the Sussex State Fair with a corn dog in one hand, you know, but behind all the forced kind of photo ops is an absolute unaffordable record. I mean, she's made stock trades from inside Congress while sitting on the key committees and benefiting from that, while here we are in New Jersey trying to figure out how are we going to pay for gas, how are we going to pay for food, or even back to school supplies. And when you look at her voting record, she voted with Biden and Pelosi almost every single time, push their policies. They're gutting our school funding for our suburbs and our rural areas. And then she was completely silent at the start when Murphy steamrolls our energy grid. And now here she is standing out in the middle of a solar field. She didn't bring the corn dog that time, but she's out there standing in the middle of the solar field saying, oh, this is our, you know, this is our future or whatnot. It's absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. She can't pretend to care about affordability when she either was silent on the problem, helped create the problem, and she's going to perpetuate the problem if she wins.
Other than turnout, is that the issue in this election? Is there some broader concept that this will come down to?
You know what I believe? I believe it is turnout. I know the Republicans have a slight advantage over last time, what our numbers were and our registered voters last time. And that's actually a wonderful thing if you take those numbers into consideration. But it really does come down to turnout. That's exactly the name of the game. I mean, here we are. We have this pattern where in New Jersey, we allocate taxpayer dollars for everything nonsensical under the sun, for free abortions. We have college perks for those who aren't here illegally. We throw a ton of money into a state-funded legal defense fund, right, to help people fight deportation. And now we're in the middle of the housing crisis that they helped create. They're seizing family farms to create housing. So, I mean, the wants of the New Jersey Democrat Party knows no bounds, especially when it's your wallet and everything is free. Free doesn't mean free. It means paid for by you. You know what my grandfather used to say? He used to say, people in hell want ice water. Do they get it? And apparently Trenton's never heard of that. They're running the state. They're like entitled teenagers. They have their parents' credit card. They want to chase everything they want. And they don't think about what it costs us. And you have an elite like Sherrill who says, oh, well, I can afford it. Why can't they afford it? And like, we're drowning here. We're drowning.
So, Dawn, what you mentioned one of those there, too. We talked about it yesterday because the Trump administration is pushing back on states that give in-state tuition rates, which are substantial. We talked about Penn State, to someone here illegally versus someone who's just over the bridge one way or the other.
Well, that's right. You know, and here, you know, back in 2013, Christie signed that Tuition Equality Act. But what he did strip out was that the part of the bill that would have allowed students who were here illegally to receive any kind of state financial aid, right? And now Murphy comes in, he opens the floodgates, and now undocumented students not only pay in-state tuition, they can get all of our state-funded financial aid, like the NJ STARS, the TAG grants, the EOF, the Education Opportunity Fund, right? So you might have a U.S. citizen from Pennsylvania, literally a stone's throw from the New Jersey border, and they're going to pay full price in New Jersey. And a New Jersey family scraping by might not even qualify for aid, but someone here illegally does, right? And it does tie into nationally. So you have the circumstance right now. Look at Texas, right? Federal court in Texas backed it up. Judge Reed O'Connor, who was actually a Bush appointee, George W. Bush, ruled that giving in-state tuition and benefits to those here illegally while denying them to just a regular American citizen from another state is a violation of the Supremacy Clause, right? So here we are. There's a permanent injunction now. So this is not a policy debate anymore. It's a constitutional one. And New Jersey, as usual, we're on the wrong side.
That is so well put. That's exactly right. And, you know, I'm not I get it why a state school like Penn State, we're paying for it with a lot of state tax dollars, why they would say you get a break if you live in here all your life. Okay, well then, how is it that American citizens can't benefit from that? Yeah, that is, it's just commonsensically, and it's a great point, constitutionally out of bounds. So, Dawn, talk about what's next in the campaign. Is your role a surrogate, or are you just monitoring Mikey Sherrill? Because you just hit the corn dog twice, and I would be doing the same thing. Yes.
No, and you know what? To be honest, it's nice to see that an election kicks someone in the seat of their pants and comes up, you know, to us. She represented North Jersey in Congress, still does, and now it's more Central Jersey for a period of time. And, you know, you finally get to see her, but it's going to take more than milking a cow and a corn dog to make us, support policies that are just completely failed. And you look, it's a stark contrast. Jack Cittirelli doesn't have to play dress up. He's been showing up consistently for years, and he's talking about the things that matter. They matter to Republicans, matters to independents, and it matters to soft Democrats, too. He's talking about fixing the broken school funding formula, letting police actually do their jobs without, you know, fear of being handcuffed by political activists. He actually is putting New Jerseyans first. He's putting New Jerseyans first, and it's going to come down to those common sense basic policies that really hit us at home, hit us in our wallets, that really show the stark difference between pie in the sky, Mikey Sherrill's campaign, and someone grounded like Jack.
Absolutely. Talking with Assemblywoman District 24, Dawn Fantasia. Hey, Dawn, Henry will be contacting you and your people. We'd love to get you to Mulligan's. We got two dates coming up. We've said this for a while. We need to get you down here in South Jersey, where Cittirelli did unbelievably well. Why South Jersey? What is it? Is it just there's more moderate Democrats here?
Well, it could be that. It could also just be the concentration. When you look at the map, you see like the larger cities and where the Democrats are pulling their votes from. North Jersey also. North Jersey, Northwest New Jersey is incredibly red. I mean, we have Morris County. We even had Passaic County in the presidential election flip red. Who'd have thunk it, right? I mean, the Democrats assume that anybody here who is Hispanic, who is here legally, would somehow embrace these ridiculous policies. I think there's a great shot of us swinging some of these northern counties redder. And again, with that stronghold in South Jersey, that strong red support, my hope is either people swing that way, or honestly, they're just so disgusted with the Democrat policies that are railroading the state that they stay home on Election Day. Let Democrats stay home on Election Day. I vote for that.
Absolutely, we do. All right, so Dawn, we'll contact you. We'd love to have you in person there for an hour or two with us on all these things, because it's a prime topic with our listeners. Where do we find you on Twitter?
DawnFantasia_NJ.
Thank you, Dawn. Thanks for popping on today.
Thanks, Dom. Have a great day.
All right. Yeah. Remember, Mulligan's is August 15th. So, Henry, put it on your list there. And I'll tell you the other date if she can't do the 15th. But we're concentrating on the 15th. Hope to have Ron Jaworski out there. Hope his arm is limber because I have that special Bridgestone football that I might break out. You know, do you think Jaworski can still throw 60 or 70 yards? That'd be remarkable. Threw 85 when he was coming out of college.
60 or 70 is asking a lot. 50, I could definitely
50,
see for sure.
Okay. All right.
He might be on that borderline. Yeah. I think it'd be a good line. We need like a Vegas odds better here.
We will once he's fully signed up. And, of course, we'll have him on to break Eagles football down, et cetera. But you can't miss this one. We always do it on a Friday. It's a great time. Rich is over at the Grand Hotel at 3 o'clock. No radio station is headed to the shore like this from noon to 7 on one day. It's happened several times. This time I think we planned it to be that way. Two bites at the apple. So Johnny Z getting ready over at Mulligan's, the summer White House. It's always just so many highlights from it. We'll tell you the people that are showing up with us. We want you there, though, too. It's a great trip. It's Friday. Make it a weekend. And go and see Rich after the show. 855-839-1210. All-time cool character or person, but mainly character. Ah, I see Dwayne's got an unbelievable. Robert, back in the day, yes. I don't know if this guy was cool or comatose, the guy that Robert has. You know, but that's just what he did. I don't do anything. It makes me cool. It's like Charo was famous for being famous.
Interesting.
855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Coming up, a tip of the hat to the New Britain Township Police Department. I guess I've been in New Britain Township. I'm not sure when. Not exactly recently. I'll tell you why coming up. They put a line in the sand that on August 25th, something that came from the White House is going to go into play big time here. And we'll give you the results once we get to August 25th. Enforcing common sense rules of the road for America's truck drivers. But I'll tell you about language in that. 855-839. All right, Don Piertano's show. Is it only me? I was watching yesterday. Democrats, they really, it tells you this guy's making progress. Joe Picozzi, the young guy, I think he's 30, that's the shocking state senator from Northeast Philadelphia. Where did they hold their diatribe, five or six of them yesterday, about SEPTA? All he's saying is, let's put some brakes on SEPTA, since they've always been ill-run. And that's a problem. Well, they held it at Lincoln High School. Hello. The very architects, these Democrats, of illegal immigration, which has resulted now in the freshman class of Lincoln in Mayfair going to go to school and learn inside 21 or 22 trailers. Standing there at Lincoln. They should have done it in front of the trailers. That's really the school now, guys. Lecturing about how Republicans are stopping Lincoln students. Think about this now. They have the nerve to show up at Lincoln, and the media, the rest of the media, doesn't see anything that I see. That's why talk radio is so great. They don't say, you know, you're talking about students going to have difficulty here at Lincoln getting an education if SEPTA is not running all these hundreds and hundreds of students. What did you say when Lincoln was having 9 a.m. lunches, no lockers, and now you're going to make kids go to school in trailers? Can somebody ever connect the dots? Isn't that fair? They're standing there at Lincoln talking about the bad Republicans who are undercutting all these students. Yet, they're the ones that are making them go to school in trailers because they favor illegal immigration. And they made Northeast Philadelphia one of the hotspots of this. By the way, the president's list has winnowed down what they say are sanctuary cities from 500 to, I think it's 35. Philadelphia is still on the list, but they've taken away the counties. I'm in disagreement with the Trump administration on that. I think Montgomery County is a sanctuary county. New Jersey, I believe, is a sanctuary state. On paper, it is. I mean, actual law, let alone what they do. I'm not sure why. I'm checking on it. They went from 500 on their list. Maybe it's because they're actually going to be suing some of these places and they want to differentiate legally in order to make these effective lawsuits. That's the only thing I can figure out. All right. Now, what are the New Britain Police Department doing? Well, on Monday, the New Britain Township Police Department announced that beginning August 25th, commercial vehicles whose drivers can't speak English well enough to complete a roadside inspection will be placed out of service. Henry, if you want to make a note after the show, or they can pop on, they're listening now. Are they going to be pulling over truckers to see if they speak English? I'm a little bit unclear here. I hope they are. The announcement cited the Code of Federal Regulations, which requires truckers to be able to read and speak the English language sufficiently to converse with the general public, to understand highway traffic signs and signals in the English language, and to respond to officers' inquiries and make entries on reports and records. Yeah, if they can't speak English, how are they making reports and records? Put down anything. The focus on truck drivers who can't speak English stems from an executive order that President Trump issued in April entitled Enforcing Common Sense Rules of the Roads for America's Truck Drivers. That order says it's common sense to require truck drivers to be conversant in English. Now, they're the only ones that I've seen here. I'm not sure why New Britain, you know, is there a truck inspection station there? I'm not sure what it is. But I salute them. So August 25th, they will be, let's see, 11, 18. So 3 weeks from yesterday, they will be going through this, asking them some questions to see if they read and speak. And if they don't, how are they driving a truck? Well, we can have driverless trucks. Well, as long as the driverless truck is commanded in English, I guess. I don't know how. Driverless trucks. Come on. Who are we kidding? Put some nitroglycerin in there. What could go wrong?
I've been in the Waymos. They're coming.
There you go. That's right. Next. Yeah, right. The Waymos.
Get them their own lane on the highway. Let them go 500 miles an hour.
So New Britain, kudos. This is a step forward, following through on the executive order, which is the law that they must be conversant. I read you the things they must do in English. Moving forward. All right, let's go to let's go to Joe in Columbus on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe.
Hey, good afternoon, Dom.
Afternoon.
Dom, when this New Jersey legislature warned us that our electric bills were going to go up anywhere from 15% to 27%,
right?
They're full of it. My bill last month went up 60% from $500 a month to $810
a month. A month, so, too, right.
A month. And I'm waiting for this Mikey Sherrill for that moment where she starts blaming it on the Trump administration. That should just throw her campaign all out of whack.
Oh, there will be plenty of moments here. And as I said, I learned that Jack is going to Israel, and I think that's a master move in this, given the state and given what's going on.
Well, and it's something that he can't let get ahead of him. He has to be ahead of it himself.
Yep, definitely.
You know they're going to blame it on a national level when it all had to do with that silly green energy.
Yep, the windmills. Yeah, killing the whales. Yep.
Yeah, we're paying for those defunct contracts and the materials that came with it.
Exactly.
My side answer, and it was a guy who always, in the midst of living and performing in Sin City, always kept his nose clean. He was the golden boy. He was at the right place at the right time. Whether he was out of position to make a play at the plate or hitting a late home run. And he was one of the few captains where a captain on this team was not an obligation. It was bestowed as an honor. And he was a captain where Joe DiMaggio wasn't. And he was always graceful, never saw him sweat, never saw him fret. He wasn't the best shortstop on his team, but he kept his position, and it was Derek Jeter.
Yeah, that's a good one. And Joe, you left off. After dates, particularly if they stayed over, he sent women gift baskets. That's a nice touch.
Right. And there's never, ever a controversy with him.
That's true.
You could point to Reggie Jackson getting in trouble.
Yeah,
you could point to Nick Mantle. You could point to A-Rod. He was hands off. and he was so graceful. And he was one of like 15 captains ever.
Gotcha. Thank you, Joe. Joe's got to go to the Cowboys in New York. He's a great guy, but that's a little bit of a flaw.
Yeah.
Hey, the most graceful thing I've seen baseball-wise, I would argue, is Trey Turner sliding. I mentioned it before. It is just...
It's very clean.
It's stunning to see that. It tells you how athletic this guy is.
Is it as smooth as Schwarber's swing right now?
Oh, God. It's frightening to see him at the plate. What's going on here? He could hit 60. He's on pace for 58. But
breaking Ryan Howard's record would be crazy.
Yeah. I don't think he's as good as Ryan Howard, but you know what? Maybe he's coming to his own here. Ryan Howard, I think I heard on IP today, in a four-year period, hit 205 home
runs.
Yeah,
I think that's the record for like most in a four-year period.
Yeah, exactly.
In MLB history, not even the Phillies history.
Yeah.
So he had his peak, but Schwarber is...
Oh, it is frightening. Hey, if you're in New Britain Township, you got a good police department. By the way, what's up with President Trump going on top of the White House on the roof, saying he's inspecting and doing a gaggle news conference from on top of the roof of the White House? I'm watching it now. You got to be there. I wish everybody could have been with Dan and me. We go to the White House, and we're waiting there. We're going to go into the executive office building, and suddenly we hear Trump's coming out. There's going to be a gaggle. They have all these little like cuts set alongside. They're fancy, and they sit there waiting. And you see people running with equipment, like a full sprint of 100 yards to get to where he is. He says White House renovations are underway. That's why he's on the roof. All right. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Coming up, we often have Ryan Walters on the show. I'm sure I'll come on this at some point. He's the superintendent of schools, real conservative in Oklahoma. He's under fire now because he has an America First test for teachers arriving from blue states. I'll give you details on that and your calls next. Let's remind you, though, about our friends at N3 Oceanic. It's here. Rescue Natural Supplements, biggest thank you of the year. Their customer appreciation sale is on now, and it's all about delivering the best deals and quality products for you right now. Stock up and have a whopping 50% off when you mix and match any five or more rescue single bottles. Plus, your order will ship them all for free. Just use the code VIP50. It's your chance to feel your best for less. To place an order, visit res-q.com or call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak with a knowledgeable rescue product consultant. And if you're new to rescue, now's the best time to give them a try. Digestion, sleep, energy, it's all covered. Again, use that code VIP50 to receive 50% off and free shipping when you mix and match five or more rescue natural supplements. Use that code VIP50 at res-q.com. It is.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dom time. So, poetry time. Edgar Allan Poe, strange guy. His work lives on, several things, really famous, of course. His happiest period was here in Philadelphia. I'm mentioning it because the Trump people are involved in taking a look at what the National Park Service or what the federal buildings do as far as how they characterize people. And I see one spot is where Washington had a bit of the White House here, if you will, and had slaves. Okay, it's fair. Put that in historical context. But I don't know the other things the Park Service had up about slavery. I do know, according to the Inquirer, though, they had two of these placards up at the Edgar Allan Poe House, which is on really 7th and Market, I guess I'd say, indicating how he was not in favor of abolition. Well, a lot of people at that time were not. Is that, though, with Edgar Allan Poe? And they have two exhibits up at the house about that. In other words, I think the Trump people, and this has to be carefully done, are looking at the emphasis of where we place this upon public figures and people in their time. And on one that the White House is reviving, I'm on the other side of it, a statue of Robert E. Lee. Remember that whole battle in Richmond? Robert E. Lee deserves a statue that's part of history, the Confederacy and all. I'd be on that side. But they're putting up this statue of Albert Pike. It was torn down during George Floyd summer in 2020, toppled. Albert Pike, General Albert Pike, commanded a group of Native Americans, apparently, in the Arkansas Confederate Army. And according to accounts I'm reading today, they scalped Union troops. This guy, Albert Pike. That might not be statue worthy. All right. Robert E. Lee. It's ridiculous to take that out. It is part of history. I mean, it's a guy, you can call him an insurrectionist, Confederate, all true. I think Robert E. Lee, though, reasonably, is a public figure that it's okay to put up a statue for. But if you're over at the Poe House, this is an example. Is the point of emphasis about Edgar Allan Poe slavery? In other words, we're looking at people in their times. We're looking at how much does something like this become the major thing that you're putting all these placards up? That's what the Trump people are doing. If I specifically knew what placards are examining that were taken from over near, I guess, near Independence Hall, then I could comment on them more. We'll see when they come out. So I don't want them just throwing out anything because it is negative, certainly, with a public figure like Washington. But I see the point of emphasis argument here, too. How far does that go? We're back into the Battle of Monuments, which every time this comes up, I told you that this accomplished Philadelphian named Alexander is getting a statue put up at the municipal services. That's a prime spot in downtown Philadelphia. But they still won't let the Frank Rizzo statue out of the warehouse. I hope to tell you that it's coming out soon and where it will be placed. But Frank Rizzo deserves a statue. If you differ with him, his methods, take a look at the times. Take a look at the man. He was one of the most popular and widely known Philadelphians in the history of the city. even today, the stuff, the drops we play and all. How long has he been dead? I know I was at WWDB. I remember it when it happened. It was incredible, the outpouring. So it's been years and years and years. I think we celebrated at the Rizzo statue before they took it down what would have been his 100th birthday. So it's been a while. And yet, you can't have that. You know, it's the same thing with Columbus. We go back and forth on this. So it's okay, particularly with Washington, to let people know, hey, George Washington had slaves at this point in what was the official house. Okay, that's fair. But Edgar Allan Poe and abolition and back and forth over this, not one but two exhibits, it's a question of proportionality, and is there just an agenda here? It's not covering up history, as Josh Shapiro says. I would just hope somebody would ask Josh Shapiro a simple question. When a kid comes through a high school education, public education, in Pennsylvania, at the end of that, should that kid be able to say, America is not a racist country? Yes or no? I'd love to hear what Shapiro would say. As I think many of these places, the whole suggestion, if not outright, is America is still a racist country. What's the evidence of that? All right. We'll see. I wish I had more on the one over near Independence Hall. I know they took them down to examine them. I'd rather they leave them up and examine them, but let's go to Robert in Bent Salem, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom, Henry. It's good to talk to you guys today.
Same here.
I'm looking at the Democrats pitching a bitch over the gerrymandering in Texas, and I'm just laughing because they've done this before. It's like Jamal Bowman pulling that fire alarm so that he wouldn't have to vote on a bill. It's
sure.
The same thing.
Right.
And where I come from, if you abandon your job, you lose your job and rightfully get denied unemployment. So it talk about entitled. But the beauty of it is, and I think that you're going to like this, Dom, is that Adam Kinzinger, who was the fake Republican who did his best to help Democrats railroad Trump, he got gerrymandered out of his seat in Illinois. New York and Illinois both gerrymandered within the last 2 years, and the Democrats didn't say a word about it.
But oh, that's good news that Kinzinger got kicked out. Yeah.
But that's okay because he's got a nice job at CNN now.
Yeah, but no, this goes on all the time. And look, the voters should determine, hey, is this out of line? What's being done? Yes or no? Not some court. That's why these three judges that are up for retention in Pennsylvania, they were part of it that said, no, we're going to set the district limits. They got rid of Meehan's district, et cetera.
Another difference between Democrats and Republicans, no matter how bad it is, Republicans stay there and do their job. Democrats can't do that. And that's, you know something, Dom? People ask, why is society breaking down? And I would say that the Democrats are the cheerleader of that. They can do whatever they want. No propriety, no laws, no rules, no norms, no consequences. And when society sees that, they figure it's open season for everybody.
Well,
you know, they're not even thinking.
Shamelessness is a prerequisite to political greatness. It is.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
A great line, Dom. That's the death of shame. But I'll get to my answer. And I know you're right, but when he was upright, he was considered cool. There were two guys, two celebrities back then that were considered the king of cool. And I'm going to take one of them, and I'll bet you $10 the Earl will know who the other one is, okay?
Yep.
But the guy that I'm talking about is Dean Martin. He was called the king of cool in the 50s. He had the stylish dinner jacket, the martini, the cigarette, the enigmatic presence that, like, he was above it all. And even though his Matt Helm movies were terrible, he was kind of considered to be the king of cool back then. And I'll leave it to Earl to give you the other one. And you guys have a great day, okay?
All right. Thank you, Robert. Yeah, Dean Martin, the cigarette, too. Just a constant, yeah. There is something about the cigarette. I don't know how it seems cool. Yeah. Kills you. It's cool, though. I'm going to be cool.
Yeah.
All right. 855-839-1210. No update on the Department of Justice, the grand jury probe into Russiagate. But I will tell you that it looks like it's going to be in Florida. And that is good news, not in D.C. To Robert's point, when does it end? When does somebody get held accountable? All right, coming up, I thought this was fake, but it's not. AOC takes her shot at the Sweeney American Eagle ad. Wow, this is classic, the stuff she throws into this.
That's so fake.
You think it's fake?
It's 100% fake.
You mean you think it's a deep fake? It's not AOC.
It's 100% a deep fake.
It is? She didn't do this?
We'll listen to the audio, and then you'll tell me if it's real or not.
Okay, I'll play it. We'll see. I think she could have done this. There's a lot of lingo in there that I could see her going with. And a big editorial talking about how academia is losing because of the Sweeney Act. In other words, what they try to indoctrinate people toward. An 18 to 29-year-old is the one age group that thinks the ad might be inappropriate. Pretty close call there. That's the only age group that says that. Some are in the 70s saying, are you kidding me? This is not inappropriate. It's fun. 855-839-1210.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Yeah, that's true about Dean Martin. He'll get into the cool, maybe Mount Rushmore. Tom Giordano Show. That's the side question today. It is Sean Connery Day. Brilliant op-ed at The Hill today. Sydney Sweeney isn't dangerous, but that has academia in a panic. And these are two clinical psychologists that go through the fact that they say, hey, the backlash to these ads wasn't spontaneous. According to a 2023 study, 63% of college students say they cannot express their real opinions on a college campuses. And they talk about the Chronicle of Education found that 42% of tenured professors under 55 express frequent regret about their career. They talk about some of the things that are commandments. And they talk about how Sydney Sweeney and this ad really have shattered most people by saying, are you kidding me? Why all the fuss about this? Except The age group of 18 to 29-year-olds in a YouGov poll out right after the ad, that finds that it's a pretty close call there, that 36% said it's appropriate, the language and everything else, 28% said inappropriate, and 36% are unsure. Every other age group, it's way up there in the 60s, 70s saying, essentially, are you kidding me? But a generation that you would think hey, fun, sex, she's attractive, little play on words here with jeans, what's the big deal? They are the most conflicted. All right, I love this. Whether AOC said this or not, it kind of summarizes it. If it's not, if this is putting words into her mouth, is this her thought pattern? And I would give her a little bit more credit. At times, she's a lot better. When you look at some of the other members of the squad, AOC comes across as the most passable member, if we can use that. When you have Tlaib and Omar in your squad, Presley, not sure who the other member was mentioned, Bowman, the guy who pulled the fire alarm, was in there somehow or another. All right, here's what AOC thinks of the ad.
Sydney Sweeney looks like an Aryan goddess. And the American Eagle Jeans campaign is blatant Nazi propaganda. I mean, watching that sultry little temptress squeeze into a Canadian tuxedo, three sizes too small, with her bouncy little fun bags on the screen staring at you, piercing through the core of your soul with those ocean blue eyes that could resurrect the Führer from his grave in Argentina, is something that should alarm every American citizen. Because in America, beauty is not defined by whiteness. Oh, no. It is defined by the number of victim groups of which you are a member.
Okay, skinny, right there. All right. I admit right there, that seems to be a pretty good tell. All right.
Really? But, I thought that was like the only believable part of the whole
victim. Well,
the whole
but she's not going to say that, though. She would never say that, the victim group. She thinks it's justified. She's not going to call them out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but some of those things, on Twitter at least, have been thrown around. And everybody's trying to go farther out on the other side of a take on this. You know, you just have to ratchet it up in order to get clicks, make news, mm-hmm. et cetera.
You wouldn't believe how many people in the replies of that video thought this was real.
Yeah.
I was astounded. And that leads me to believe that there really are more bots on the internet than there are people now, because there's no way these real people think that's real.
But how far away is that from some of the takes on this, from the general? Now, the language is, you know, a little bit different, but the general take on is still ongoing with this, still wanting to say that this is a moment here. Trump's America, whiteness, something of that nature. She didn't say, she said good genes. She didn't disparage anybody else.
Didn't say better genes or superior genes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that would have been an interesting point that they played with there. Oh, we have superior genes. Well, then Zig Heil. Yeah. But it's not that. And again, some of the other stuff, she apparently is a target shooter. She apparently is a registered Republican in Florida. And I noticed they chose her because she actually said in one of the ads, I'm not here to tell you these are the most comfortable playing with it. They allowed her to say that. Because I don't think these jeans look that comfortable. But American Eagle is going to town with this stuff, and there'll be more. And it's still hard to believe. So AOC, when she gets revved up, I'd love to hear, break it down, Bernie Sanders with this. Might be fun. Elizabeth Warren.
Someone get that AI going.
Yeah, get it going with Elizabeth Warren. Okay, coming up, we have Dom's Money Melody. And we're also going to talk with a guy I've talked with over the years, Steve Deese, who writes for The Blaze, among other things. It's got a big piece up, the most dangerous voters out there. Who would they be? Young men, because they voted for Trump. They voted for disruption, huge disruption. What does that mean? We'll find out. Is Mondani the other side of it? If you can't get disruption from Trump, then you'll get it by socialism. You'll get it by doing what he's saying to do in New York. Now, I don't think that plays with young men across the country. But in New York, it is. He is going to be the mayor of New York. I know no doubt about it. All right, phone lines are 855-839-4800. 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.